702.
The Africa Report with Crystal Audison.
Crystal Audison with the Africa Report this morning. The attempted coup in Gabon. What's the latest on that one, Crystal?
Good morning, Bruce. Africa is certainly keeping us all glued to our news wires. So, of course, in Gabon, the government says they are back in control after that attempted coup yesterday at around 4:30 a.m. They've, in fact, arrested the chief military rebel, and they've also killed two of these attempted coup plotters. But I think the bigger question, Bruce, is, of course, what's behind this? We know that the president, Ali Bongo, had a stroke 2 months ago. He's still bedridden in Morocco. Of course, his family, they've been running the oil-rich nation for the past 50 years. So Gabonese have never known anyone else but the Bongos ruling that country. And I think it's a broader dissatisfaction from the Bongo, from citizens against the Bongo regime. And the questions, because he did a New Year's address. Of course, his speech was slurred, couldn't move his arms. We're not sure if he can walk. And so people are asking, can someone who is recovering from a stroke, not even in Gabon, but in Morocco, can he actually rule from afar? And is it time for the Bongo dynasty to actually step down? The Constitutional Court had to step in. So at the moment, the vice president and the prime minister is running the country. And of course, you know, we do know that, ironically, Donald Trump had sent about 80 military personnel to be based in Gabon to support U.S. citizens in Kinshasa. One wonders the role of the U.S. military in this, because they have to question this. The internet, radio, and other media access, including radio, is still down. So I think the bigger question is, will Ali Bongo come back after this attempted coup, or will he remain in Morocco, which then further breeds uncertainty in that country?
A quick thought on the historic TRC process beginning in the Gambia. We know about our own TRC process. The Gambia looks to be emulating it.
Yes, in fact, they've modeled it on the Truth, Reconciliation and Reparations Committee. So they tasked to investigate human rights violation of the 22-year Yahya Jammeh rule. We also know, of course, that former President Jammeh believed that he could cure HIV, amongst other things. And the atrocities committed in that country, Bruce, was quite atrocious. In fact, having spent some time in the Gambia during that period, you could really see people were not willing to talk to you. Everyone whispered. It was a very secretive society. So, of course, the new president is hoping that the TRC will help those victims to actually just come and speak about the human rights violations. So we're looking at 1,000 witnesses will be called over the next 2 years. There's about 11 permanent TRC members that will listen. But they also want to get a sense of what were the institutions that were involved that allowed for the 2 decades dictatorship to simply go on as usual. Of course, different human rights organizations, including Amnesty International, welcomed this and say it's definitely a first step in securing justice and truth. So we'll be monitoring this from time to time, Bruce.
Thank you, Crystal Audison, with the Africa Report this morning. Crystal Audison on the line to us from Johannesburg. Thank you, Crystal, very much. Do you want to call?